Eastern Standard Time. And we'll say good morning now to Jeff Gerstenfeld from Eric Cicero. He's an author, he's a humorist, he's got a brand new book out called Downsize 2, Wombats, and his website, engineers.com. We'll spell it engineers.com. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning to you and to everybody, and thank you for having me on the program.
That's a pleasure to have you here. And first of all, I wanted to say you are best friends with my dear friend Ronnie Ackerman, all of the show, and that really meant a lot. He was one of the best ever, right?
Yeah, he was a terrific person and very close friend for many, many years, tens of years.
Yep. All right, so let's talk about your new book and let's talk about your website and let's see if we could. I was going to get that Beatles song up. I'll work on that while you talk about it. Okay.
Okay. Well, first I would call my talk From Engineering to Engineering. And let me just tell you a little bit about my engineering career and then how I got from there to writing. Okay. I grew up in Miami and I moved to Israel in 1980. So I'm here for over 40 years, married with a wife and four children, and around 10 grandchildren. I went to the University of Florida for a bachelor's. That's where I met Ronnie Ackerman. And I got a master's at Cornell, and both of them in electronics engineering. I lived in New Jersey for a year. I worked in Whippany, and I lived in Morristown for a year. And I love the name Morristown because you have to pronounce it Morristown, because otherwise you think it's Morristown. Anyway, so I was worked as an electronics engineering before, an electronics engineer before I made Aliyah, moved to Israel. And I worked for many, many years as a software engineer. And then I worked as a systems engineer, and I worked as a product owner, which is like a product manager, but with a lower salary. And then the last 2 years or so, I worked as a business analyst, and I could never figure out what the hell that meant. But I did the work for 2 years. And my career was basically 40 years. I worked as an engineer. And I suffered from diabetes and lower back pains because you have to sit on your butt for 9 hours a day. And I got to the point where I just didn't want to continue anymore. At the age of 62, I went in early retirement. And I started thinking about, actually, I knew what I wanted to do before. I wanted to write. I would say, I have a serious problem. I have a serious problem. My problem is, it's hard for me to be serious. I take things humorously. I see a humorous, I'm sorry, I see a serious situation. And for me, it looks funny. I don't know. And the single hardest thing for me at work for 40 years was pretending to take everything seriously there. And it's just something just didn't make any sense. And I just gradually just could not continue doing it and taking everything seriously. I used to draw cartoons at work and everything. And one example of how I was at work, for a while I worked at a company in what was called the WAN division, W-A-N, Wide Area Network. Okay. We were developing software for a technology called ATM. It's nothing to do with cash machines. It's a communications technology. And I was heading a team of software engineers. And at one point in time, they asked me to come up with an acronym and a name for the team. And I thought, that's great. It's very easy. WAN, ATM, software team of engineers. And when the management found out that there's a team called WASTE, they didn't like it too much, and they got fired shortly afterwards.
Wow.
Okay. And that's the engineering stuff. With regards to writing, okay, back in school, I was used to be literate. I won a writing contest back in junior high school. In 12th grade, I was in the advanced placement English class, the AP English class. And
North Miami Beach High School?
It's Norland Senior High School. Close to North Miami Beach. Okay, and in college, I used to write poetry here and there. And when I became an engineer, I mean, engineers cannot write to save their lives. And I've always said that engineers have to take a mandatory vow of illiteracy. Because to be an engineer and to be able to write doesn't go together. You just have to write the boring technical stuff, and that's it. And I always felt that words are the best toys in the world. You can play with words and everything, and it's fun to write funny things, basically. I was at work one day during lunch, and all of a sudden, and this is the year 2000. All of a sudden, an idea popped into my head out of nowhere for writing a story. And I jotted it down on a piece of paper. And that evening, I started writing it down. And I started writing, and it realized it's not a story. It's a book. So I basically wrote that book called Return, which I've never published yet. And it was about 60 pages. And I was amazed. I shocked myself. Other people read it, and they said it's very nice. And from then on, I started writing all these short stories, and most of them humorous, some of them, well, actually most of them anti-technology, and very, very cynical, sarcastic humor. And I published a few of them on the internet, on e-zines, internet e-magazine, electronic magazines, and on a Jewish writing site. And I realized this is something I wanted to do. I wanted to continue writing stories. And I created a Facebook page called Engineers, Engineers, and I ultimately had somebody create a website, www.engineers.com, and that's it. Basically, I waited until I finished my academic, I'm sorry, engineering career to start a new career as a writer. And at some point in time, my nephew Adam told me about Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing, or KDP, that anybody in the world who writes a book can directly publish it on Amazon, all by himself, basically. And I thought that's an amazing idea. And I went over all the different stories I've written, and I choose the one goofiest, silliest, nonsensical thing. That I the most nonsensical thing I ever wrote, and this was The Revenge of Richie Rabbit. And basically, this is it's a parody of a book of children's stories, stories about cute animals. If I may, I could read you the blurb, the back of the
Sure, go ahead.
okay. This is the blurb. This is published as an ebook only, not as a paperback, just an ebook. Okay, this may look like a kiddie book. It is not. But what would happen if within a kiddie book of short animal stories, I mean short stories about animals, not stories about short animals, one particular rambunctious rabbit can no longer control his urges, steps out of line, gets his full tail shot off. It was an accident, really. And consequently chases another rabbit from story to story, seeking revenge and completely demolishing every other storyline until the book's final confrontation between good and evil. This book is what happens. So it was like 36 pages, very, very short, really goofy. And I was very proud of myself because it was the first time I'd ever written and published a book. Okay. And the second book I wrote, was downsized and other-sized. At the time, I was working at a company here in Israel for almost 5 years, and I thought I'd work there until retirement. But towards the end of the year 2000, 2001, there was a very terrible situation in the engineering profession and jobs in general, and the bubble had burst, the high-tech bubble had burst. And it was hard to keep your job, basically. And all these companies had downsized a lot of engineers. And the company I
Sounds
worked
like the radio business.
what?
It sounds like the radio business today.
That might be. That might be. Anyway, I fell in the last wave of downsizing, and I was very upset. And you say, people say when life hands you a lemon, you make lemonade. So my lemonade was writing a short story called Downsized. It's a very short, cynical story about a guy who's downsized, not from his job, but from his life. And if I could read you the back cover blurb for that. Okay. Getting downsized from your job is bad enough, but Joey, an arrogant system engineer, was downsized from the human race. Stuck in an interspecies placement agency's limbo room, together with a colorful assortment of other downsized individuals, Joey has two choices: stay in limbo until retirement age, or accept an animal transfer position. Joey spends some time as a promiscuous rabbit, then as a family dog. When the family cat, who's actually a downsized woman, takes sadistic revenge on him for his immoral rabbit behavior, Joey is profoundly humbled and does some serious soul searching. He decides that whatever it takes, he must return to his previous life to set things straight with his long neglected parents. After finally getting on his animal resources representative's good side, she reveals that the only way to be, I'm sorry, she reveals the only way to be human again, but he must win a human's complete trust. With nothing to lose, Joey takes another transfer, this time as a gorilla. But will he succeed? Okay. This book was initially an ebook. About a year later, I published it as a paperback. And
interesting.
Thank you. It was cute. I really enjoyed that book. It's a novella, not a novel, because it was only 110 pages. Anyway, shortly after I wrote it, my son Shmuel told me I should write a sequel, and I thought that's a good idea. So I started writing the next book, which was supposed to be humorous, and it turned out to be a thriller. It turns out to be a suspense story. And I wanted to have a group of bad guys there. And I didn't want to offend any national group or any religion or anything like that, so I had to invent a new group. So I invented the Antarcticans, people originally from Antarctica. And their religion is called Ism, and adherents to Ism are called Ists. Okay. And let me just read you the back cover blurb. You want me to be downsized again together with that maniac Dolores? Are you nuts? In this sequel to Downsized and Other Sized, Joey has a new problem. After more than 2 years downsized as a rabbit, a dog, and a gorilla, all he wants to do is to make up with his parents and make up for lost time with his girlfriend, Felina. But life has other things in store for him. When the evil Antarcticans launch a diabolical plot, it's up to Joey to help prevent the slaughter of Hollywood's biggest stars during the Academy Awards. But to do that, Joey needs to agree to be downsized again, this time as a genetically modified wombat, along with his arch enemy Dolores and Bratslav, an overly optimistic rat. And that's his name, Bratslav. Anyway, they're downsized to an animal which is genetically modified from a wombat and dogs, dog DNA, plus a third undisclosed animal, and they're called Whammer bats. As opposed to wombats, these are Whammer bats. Will they learn the secrets of the sinister Antarcticans in time to avert the disaster? And that's the story.
Okay. Wow. How can people get hold of your book if they're interested, they want to buy it?
Okay, it's all available through Amazon, and I think exclusively through Amazon. You could look for me for my author page on Amazon.com. Look for my name, Jeff Gerstenfeld, Gerstenfeld, or through my webpage, www.engisneers.com. And it's all there. The second two books are ebooks or paperbacks, and the first one is only an ebook.
Yeah, and you're going to continue writing books like this, I'm sure, right?
I hope so. Yeah. The third book, the newer book, surprised me because I didn't. There are people who plan everything out at the beginning, and I just loosely plan it out and just make up a lot of it as they go along. And it's just sometimes the book takes funny directions that you didn't anticipate at the beginning. So I don't know what the genre is of the last book. I really don't. It's humorous, but it's also adventure and also I don't know, a lot of different things.
What part of Arches Row are you living in?
I live in Rehovot. It's a small town south of Tel Aviv.
That's where they grow estrogen, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
They grow estrogen in that town, right? In Rehovot, right?
Not that I know of. Maybe we have a lot of citrus groves around the city, but I don't know anything about the drug. No, I don't know.
Well, okay. All right, well, we're going to have you back on the radio when you write your next book and then talk about it as well, right?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And the books are fun. The books are fun. They're easy to read. And they're entertaining, hopefully. And
I hope so.
I just like to request if anybody gets the book and everything reads it, enjoys it, if you could please leave a review either on Amazon or on the Goodreads site. I appreciate that a lot.
No problem. You want to give a shout out to Dory, who's listening in Hollywood, Florida this morning?
Dory, how you doing? Yeah, I was just in touch with her. She says she's listening in. And
She's an incredible lady. I'm really glad she's my friend.
yeah, she actually helped me with the second book. She was a beta reader for it,
Wow.
and she likes the book, and I hope she likes the new book also. And as a matter
I'm
of
sure
fact,
she will.
okay, as a matter of fact, a few weeks ago, I was on a Shabbat morning. I was praying in the morning, and all of a sudden, a thought just jumped into my head for a third sequel, or like a second sequel, whatever, the third book, and I couldn't get it out of my mind, and I just wrote the whole story in my head. So the continuation to this is also planned. So.
Wow. Well, I wish you much luck with everything, and I appreciate you coming on the air and talking about this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to do this. Thank you.
No problem. All the best to you, and we're going to go out with the song that you asked for. So how about that?
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
It's a rock, it's a rock.